Trent, you must be pretty satisfied with that and your perfect performance, I would suggest.
Yeah, obviously it was great that the rain held off and gave us a chance to get the last wicket. Would have been nice to do it last night, but I suppose to get the amount of wickets we did in day two on that wicket was pretty good. I think that we sort of played pretty well from the get-go on day one. To get 360 on that wicket first up and have them 2 for 20 was pretty impressive. Very happy with all our guys, the way they contributed. I think everyone contributed to the win. I think special mentions have got to go to Chris Doherty. His two innings were outstanding, and you've probably got a ready-made replacement there if Shano can't get on the plane to go to Holland. So, you know, it's good that someone could dig in, and, you know, he sort of knew what he had to do and picked his balls where he was going to hit him, and everything else was sort of, you know, let go or played straight down the ground. So I thought he played outstanding.
Yeah, it must be a pretty easy job for Kevin. He's got maybe 7 or 8 internationals in there. He's bat all the way down to 11 and plenty of bowling options.
Oh, yeah. You've still got to get out there and sort of score the runs and take the wickets. You know, they've got a few internationals in their team, and the Northwest, I think, have probably got the best bowling team in the competition if they get everyone out. So, you know, we're quite lucky that we have good depth. You know, Max Sorensen bats 4 for the Hills and batted 11 here today, and so it was, you know, we're lucky in that aspect, but we've still got to get out there and take 20 wickets and get 360 runs. So, you know, it's pretty pleasing to come away with our first win.
What do you think? There's been a bit of criticism of the Northern teams in the competition. I mean, you seem to be head and shoulders above them. What's your thoughts on that? Should they maybe amalgamate, or should you be divided into two, or is it up to them to come up to your standard?
I don't know. I think that we have a pretty simple game plan when we go out and play. We don't like to overcomplicate it, but I think we do have a game plan. Maybe that might be something that they need to sort of have a look at. You know, I don't think that we should be divided in two. I think Munster's the obvious choice to get number 4 in. Maybe there might be a few of our players go down there and strengthen them up for a few years. I just think it's got to come down to commitment from the Northern teams. It's, you know, it's difficult. I can understand guys taking time off work and those sorts of things. And, you know, it's hard. There's probably not the money in the three-day game or the interprovincial setup at the moment that players would like. But, you know, that'll come. Just think that they have to sort of knuckle down. That's what's the carrots dangled in front of them to, you know, perform well here. You play for Ireland, and if you play for Ireland, you could make it could be a full time job. So, you know, Max Sorensen did that last year. He trained with us all winter, you know, and you know, got a Category A contract. So there's certainly, you know, the powers to be above are not afraid to make a decision like that if you put the hard work in. So, but I think that hard work has to be put in. The guys do that down here. You know, we're probably lucky with our clubs that we get a certain amount of freedom with our players. You know, we've had about 7 or 8 training sessions on a Wednesday now. No clubs come up to me or rang me and said, listen, I want my player to do this, that and the other. So we've pretty much got the full support of the clubs around here, so that certainly helps. And the guys are committed. You know, if take me out of the squad, there's 21 guys that want to play for the Leinster Lightning. And I think that certainly helps. They can see what lights at the end of the tunnel. So, you know, maybe that just sort of needs to be spread through the other two unions.